Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
25 years ago today in 1994, I remember where I was when I heard the news. I had just started my midday show at 105.7 The Point.
Wait, how many years ago?
25 years ago.
25 years ago today.
Mm-hmm. 1994.
You're doing middays at The Point.
I just walked onto my shift. My new boss, Jim McGuinn, had just started at the station a couple weeks earlier. And we all went, what? Kurt Cobain committed suicide 25 years ago today. I don't want to say they have a lot of details here about what he looked like when he was discovered 3 days later. And
I'd heard it was a super cold time in Washington and he was fine and everything was okay.
Yeah.
And they almost were able to revive him. No. Doesn't look like
Let's stay with that.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's better than what I got here.
As a junkie or an addict myself, I feel terrible that he wasn't able to get the help and pull out, especially because he had a young daughter.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, I would like every addict to somehow find a way to get clean. It's not easy, and I know that. But he also had a great career if he could have just put it on the shelf and said, I got to get clean first, record label or industry. I have to get myself together before I can go back out on the road. Like, I just don't think he ever saw a way out.
You know, they say he also had some kind of like crazy colitis or some, you know, so he was living in a ton of pain. And
yeah, but that's also junky stuff.
Well, right. Like, oh, well, I need to abate this because of.
That's one of the junky things I've heard him. I heard it in interviews. Oh, my tummy. I have to take my medicine. Okay. I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know the whole story, but I know junkies come up with reasons to stay high.
Take their pain meds.
I did it. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
today,
I'll deal with
hard.
This. I just got to get to tomorrow, and then I can. Believe me, I know the rap. I lived it.
Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie have finalized their divorce, and yeah, they're both still rich.
Well, hold on though. She might be the richest single lady of all time.
I don't believe she is. They were worth about $149 billion when the divorce was finalized.
Billion.
Billion. $149 billion. She's getting $36
billion. Billion.
$36
billion. Right.
With a B.
Okay.
They're saying...
Which she helped him make.
Yes. They weren't even a millionaire when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
She is now one of the richest women in the world. They're not ranking them here, so I don't know who's got more. What woman has more than 36
million? There's a Walmart
million.
Lady.
Oh, right.
I don't know
the
what
Walton
she's
family.
Got. Yeah.
See if you can look on Forbes
My
or something.
My computer stalled up.
Screw your computer.
We're trying to start it up again.
Stupid computers. We rely on them for everything.
I know.
And they're always letting us down.
I have my phone, though. Maybe that'll work in this building.
No, it won't.
Okay, then I'll put it down.
So 36 billion is what Mackenzie Bezos is walking away with. In return for the cash, he is keeping most of their stake in Amazon, all of the Washington Post, the Aerosmith or the Aerospace Company.
I like Aerosmith.
I like the Aerosmith Company, Blue Origin. He founded that in 2000, and it sounds like there's no hard feelings. And, you know, $36 billion does go a long way toward alleviating the whole hard feelings thing.
Well, also, in a settlement, I think you both say, let's both behave ourselves in the press.
Right, and we have kids. Let's behave ourselves in front of the kids.
There may very well be hard feelings, but we're not hopefully ever going to hear about them.
Yeah, we're not going to be telling the press about those. Jeff tweeted, I'm very much looking forward to our new relationship as friends and co-parents. Mackenzie has been an extraordinary partner, ally, and mother. And Mackenzie said she was grateful for the past as she looks forward to what comes next. You know, he and Lauren Sanchez, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, you know, couples that hang around together all the time, you know, sometimes one of the husbands is banging one of the wives, and that's what was happening here. I guess they would see each other all the time. So while their divorces were underway, apparently they have not seen each other. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have not seen each other since January when all of this broke. That they have, by design, said, we're waiting until our divorces are final. We talk every day. I'm sure.
Send pictures.
We text every day, yeah.
Right. They do that. We know, we're well aware.
Yeah.
Maybe after getting burned, they don't. We think it was her brother, right? Who?
It is.
He's the one who...
Investigators said yes. It was her brother.
Her own brother went through and released pictures and text threads.
Mm-hmm.
That's
red
right.
flag. Bezos.
Yeah. You got to get that brother knocked off.
What?
Break
up and move on and find a new partner who doesn't have a brother inside doing some kind of detective work. Mm. That's awful. What a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
What
terrible.
A loser sellout.
And got paid like $200,000 or something for
Good.
The pictures.
Well, he'll never see another.
He could have just that phone
been
again.
Cool. As her and Bezos got together, and he could have gotten anything.
Jeff, just cut my brother a billion. Mm-hmm. You've got so many of them.
Or give him a job
anything.
Where he can make $200
right.
a year.
Well, that
for
guy
the rest
doesn't.
Of his life.
He doesn't want that. He doesn't want a job. Anybody who sells his sister's text threads and that's a dude who doesn't want to work.
Scuzz.
Total scuzz. Brothers.
Ah.
You ought to know.
Oh, I was talking about you guys as brothers.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Oh, my brother's great.
No. Days before Lori Loughlin was arrested for scamming her kids into college, her daughter Olivia Jade was on a radio show. You know Olivia Jade? She's famous. She's an influencer. She has a million zillion followers.
Had.
I think she still has a lot of them.
Well, yeah.
Because they're like, let's watch how this all falls
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she's probably got more.
I don't
this.
Believe she's posted since this whole thing mm-hmm. has happened. When I think we looked a week or so ago to see what she had going on, and she
nothing.
Hadn't.
Yeah.
She hadn't
she
posted.
No.
Nothing?
No. And it looks like she discontinued her comments. So
oh, so you can't even comment. Oh, well. Anyway, about a week before Lori Loughlin was arrested, Olivia Jade was on a radio show talking about giving advice to fans applying for college. What did you do to get into college? Well, I had rich parents, and I had seen how they scammed my sister in, so I posed for the same pictures like I was on a rowing machine.
USC is the backdrop to her content creation. That's what she's there
content.
For. Wow. All right. Well, we already know all this. This is just further embarrassment for the family and for Lori.
Days before the arrest. So people DM me, how did you do? How'd you get into college? What did you do? Well, let me just tell you. I worked real hard. Ah, delicious. Check this out. I do not believe that Empire has been given a sixth season. I will preface this by saying I do not believe that Empire, the show, has been given a sixth season green light. Remember they were bitching about that? And they said they didn't find out till May last year.
But I've been seeing commercials coming up that it's going to be on.
Oh, the sixth season? Or are they finishing up the fifth season?
No, it's a brand new season. I see it on Channel 2. So it's coming back.
All right, well then maybe it has been greenlit for a sixth season.
But that's already recorded stuff, I assume. No?
Yeah, I think I want to say there's only a few episodes left in this current season.
Well, they don't run repeats either.
Oh, they might.
Maybe the ads are for
repeats.
They
run, I don't think so. They run repeats on other channels, you know, FX or whatever
sure.
the other channels are. But Channel 2, at least in the mornings when we're sitting here.
You'll see an ad for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to say they're in the middle of the end of their fifth season
mm-hmm.
because they had cut Jussie Smollett out of some of the remaining episodes.
That they were shooting, but they'd probably already had a lot in
They must have.
Canned.
They must have had a lot in the can.
Probably.
So I don't know how much longer that season goes on. I suppose probably through May, right? Because isn't that when the big
Yeah, summer is when,
right.
you know, the
rating
season
sweep.
Ends.
Right.
So they don't know if season six is happening, but apparently they're done shooting season five, and that's currently airing. So Taraji P. Henson, who's Cookie, the star, one of the stars on the show, she was on The View yesterday. So in case you missed it, she just said, "And is Jesse going to be back on the show?" And she said, "Yes, I haven't heard anything else."
Well, I feel like that was a person supporting someone she knows.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But I also say that just because she hasn't heard he's off the show,
yeah, that's her,
doesn't mean he's on the show.
I think that might be her diverting any further questions about, oh, well, why? Why isn't he on the show?
Yep.
Yeah, as far as I know, he's coming back.
Right.
I haven't heard anything else. Yes, they did write him out of the last few episodes.
Well,
yes, he's coming back. I don't know if he's, you know, it sounds like there's some people who are pretty pissed on that set.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse is about to get sued by the city of Chicago, and in the process, he could effectively go on trial for faking the attack. They say in a, I guess it would be a civil case, there's the burden of proof is far less. It has to be like, is it 51% more likely that he did commit this crime or not? Like if you...
Well, can't they haul those dudes in, too, and put them on the stand?
Oh,
and
I'm
then,
sure.
Rather than that being, what was it, originally a grand jury, now they've got him, they're in a public on the, I mean, they'll say it all.
Right, and I think a judge gets to decide in civil cases. I'm not, I'm really not sure how the whole jury thing works in those. So the city of Chicago fired off a letter to Jesse's people saying, we want $130,000 for the cost of investigating the case. Jesse's people said, no, I'm not giving you that. City had to wait 7 days before filing a civil lawsuit against him. The 7 days have now passed, and the city has made its intentions clear. Chicago is going to go forward with the lawsuit, according to TMZ. Spokesperson for Chicago, the city, it has its own spokesperson, said, Mr. Smollett has refused to reimburse the city of Chicago for the cost of police overtime spent investigating his false police report on January 29th, 2019. And it goes on. The stakes are high. They can ask for three times the actual cost of the investigation, $390,000. And they're, yeah, and here it is. In addition, in order to win, they must prove that it's more likely than not that Jesse faked the attack. This, in effect, puts him on trial before just a judge. And, you know, you don't need to get a unanimous jury. You need to get the judge to go, yeah, I think it's more likely than not. 51% likely that he did, 49% likely that he didn't. Prince Harry.
Yeah.
He's the fun one. He's the one who's not in line for the throne. In fact, he's down to like fifth place for the throne now because...
Because all the kids.
Because all the little babies that have come. Mm-hmm. All of the, you know, a lot of people would have to die for him to ever take the throne. So he's like, woof! Off the hook. But maybe he's getting old and boring because he has just come down on video games and social media, and he is waging war on Fortnite. He says, that game shouldn't be allowed. Where's the benefit of having it in your household? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of a computer for as long as possible. It's so irresponsible.
He's right.
I know. I agree.
Oh.
It's like waiting for the damage to be done and kids turning up on your doorsteps and families being broken down. And he hates social media, too. He says, it's more addictive than alcohol and drugs.
I don't know what he's quoting, but I have friends with kids that age, the teens, who...
cannot pull off their phones.
My buddy's watching his teen, and he's like, this game has been created... there's something in there that's working on a kid's brain. They actually are creating addiction, and they know it.
Mm. Well, sure, and they want you to get the in-app
purchases.
They know
exactly what they're doing when they create these things. It's not like Pac-Man, where you're just, I got to beat the score I got last time. There's way more going on there.
Well, it becomes sort of an online persona. You are customizing these things and coming
is
up with
killing?
Your...
killing?
I don't know. Is it? Bryn, what
Bryn,
is it?
Bryn, you play, don't you?
I don't know. I think it's the hand-eye coordination practice.
Get out
Shut
of here.
Shut up.
I really do enjoy it, and it is...
Are you
it
playing has, Fortnite regularly?
I never play Fortnite, but I play something that's very similar to it.
Is it like the competitor to Fortnite?
It is, yes.
Is it also super addicting?
It is.
I might need you to play Fortnite so I can know for real.
I can't.
Just
if
knock
you want
off
me to.
Fortnite. Yeah, for the show, I need you to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll do some homework.
All right, great.
But I will say that it's definitely created some situations at home where Anita's like, get off of that thing.
Oh.
You know, because each game takes like 30 minutes.
So you gotta have a block of 30 minutes to play.
Right, but it only takes 30 minutes because I'm winning. Like, if I play and I, like, you could die instantly, right? Like, as soon as you join. So I'm like, but honey, I'm winning right now. Give me a second.
No, get off of that.
Hold on. I'm a winner. And she's like, how much money did you make?
Yeah.
But I just won. I'm number one out of 100. Do you know how hard that is?
Here's your baby.
Anyway, it's not addicting at all.
Didn't you say your son, Derek, is playing Fortnite all the time, too?
He plays Fortnite.
And how is that? Is that
he's
been
a little
problem?
Bit too cool. It's more like my nephew's ages, which is like young teenagers. Uh-huh. And they are fully about it. They have all these special techniques. And, you know, a lot of these kids now know the dances, too. It's pretty cool. They have these really cool, unique dances. And
yeah.
And there's YouTube videos on how to learn these dances.
Like in the real world? The kids aren't bothered
it's
with kinda that.
It's kind of dumb. But no, a lot of kids do it, and they're good.
Oh.
Like, it's really
do they have, like, you
impressive.
Know, do they meet in alleys and
I'll
have, like,
pull
a dance-off?
I'll break for you. And
it's okay.
Right. 650 Jennifer says, I'm a teacher, and it makes me crazy that my first graders are already playing Fortnite.
Yeah, that's So there you go. There's Prince Harry weighing in on the whole Fortnite thing. I just thought this was kind of funny. Clearly, someone has a line to Instagram. I'm always like, I want a check mark on my Instagram, which I, whatever. But it turns out that Sussex Royal handle that they just got for their official Instagram, they took it from someone. Instagram just went in and changed that guy's handle and gave them the, they put like an underscore in front of it and behind it. The guy's like, but I've been Sussex Royal for years. They swept in.
Well,
they took me handle.
I wonder. and so
that
he's
was me.
Is that what he says? Because I almost
he's
wonder if he's not like, well, it was an honor to give up my handle
no,
to the.
No, he's like,
and
I mean,
they paid me $250,000.
They
bucks,
love their king and
they
queen,
didn't.
Don't they?
Not everybody. He says, oh, I got a jokey text from my son which said, haha, I see your handle's been gone then. I thought, well, what's this all about? My son said, look on Instagram. So I looked on Instagram. Suddenly my handle wasn't Sussex Royal anymore. It was underscore Sussex Royal underscore. It had been taken.
Wow.
He says, he's annoyed. He says, oh, I didn't ask for this. I've had the account for years. It's not very pleasant, is it?
Doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just a handle.
Well, but what do you mean? Still, you had it first.
He owned that. He created that.
He didn't pay for it or anything.
So he created it.
So Instagram
there
said.
There should be an ownership.
Instagram said, F off then.
That's wrong.
There's something to.
Stupid, but
first,
it's wrong. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I agree.
First yeah. In line. That's, you know, I did. I came up with that. I registered it.
Apparently.
First.
Instagram says that in the small print that you never read, they say if you don't use the handle enough, they can take it from you. So I don't know what enough is, and I don't know how often.
He clearly didn't notice. His son is the one that wrote, yeah. Well, they've taken that from you.
Yeah.
Then.
I see so you've lost your handle then, Dad. I know.
Funny.
All right, that's it. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vinny?
We're going to Pound Town, Sarah.
Oh, my God, Pound Town. I want to go to Pound Town.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. How did this happen? So good. We have a huge show today. Coming up at 7:30, Brian King Joseph is going to join us. He is the crazy great violinist who you may have seen over this past summer on America's Got Talent. He wound up in third place. He's a friend of Vaughn's who runs our cameras, so he's going to come by and wow us all with his violining prowess. And then it's 8 o'clock. Jim Norton is coming by. He's at Cobb's all weekend long, and we haven't seen Jim in a few years. So we're psyched to reconnect with him and see what's what dirty thing he's up to these days.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's given that up.
Really? Like he just, you know, decided that wasn't for him anymore?
He finally took it to the limit. Mm.
One more time.
No more time.
That's what I mean. He finally finished. He finally went, well, there it is. I finally grossed myself out.
Yeah. I'm done with this. Yuck. Anyway, 8 o'clock, Jim will be joining us.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app.
Yep.
Which means our show syndicated for you on your phone by turning the app on and listening to our show.
That's right.
You can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, that sweet, sweet syndication money is gone.
Right.
For us. But you can have it for free. It's never happening for us.
Right. Why are you so happy about that?
I'm not.
Okay. Good.
I'm just happy about everything because it's Friday.
Oh, right.
That was going to be my retirement.
Yeah, was it?
Oh, well.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I'm happy to be here.
Can't have everything, right? We have so much. We can't have it all.
Okay, let me begin with the upside for today.
Okay.
So far, there is no atmospheric river.
Yeah.
No,
there was hardly any rain.
With no worry. I got up extra early. There, mm-hmm. I mean, actually, I take that back. The baby was crying, so I didn't really.
Again?
I can't take credit. Yeah, there's something. Whatever. Teeth. I think they hurt. When they come in, they hurt. And so there's that. But whatever. I was worried. I'm like, great. Another one of these days where I'm going to white knuckle for an hour and whatever to get in. Nothing. Mm. Not
a
drip.
Did you get a ride in this morning?
I drove.
Oh. Well,
looked outside.
John went
and walked the dog. I go, how is it? He goes, it's dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're saying the rain is coming. It's, you know, 4, 8, 9, 10, you know, the later commute time. But so far, so good. So there's an upside for you.
They have really backed off the language they were using earlier this week,
good.
Too. They're not calling it a storm. I heard scattered showers this afternoon. So
calm the hell down.
Yeah. Agreed.
We don't need you throwing around the atmospheric
don't
river.
Don't just pull that out every time it's going to rain a little.
Nicole just handed me highs in the 50s, lows 60s. Today, rain showers this morning with some sunshine during the afternoon hours.
Still.
Chance of rain 60%. Saturday and Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of morning showers.
Oh.
Intern Nicole.
Thank you, Intern Nicole. Good job on the weather gathering. Apparently, she's our chief meteorologist.
They're so busy today.
The interns?
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot going on today. It'll be a fun day. Mm-hmm.
So this story broke yesterday, and it went everywhere, and we never even got to it. And luckily, because it turned out to be a hoax.
Oh, really? What is it?
There's a disappearance of a six-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
I'm so interested in this case.
So crazy.
So back to the beginning of the story,
yes.
I guess this kid's mom killed herself. Mm-hmm. Death by suicide, I think it's known as. So she killed herself and left behind a note saying, don't worry about Timmy. He's going to be fine. He's with someone who cares for him. And then the kid was never found.
Yeah, no one ever saw it. She was in like a hotel room.
I don't know all the details. Yes. I just know there was a note. This boy's never been seen again.
Right.
The family of this boy has often wondered, okay, who's caring for him? Because it's not us.
Yeah.
And
we can't find the kid.
The dad doesn't know where the kid is.
Oh, so there. Well, that's the family. Everybody, no one knows where this kid is.
Right. And so now 8 or so years have gone by.
They've actually, I mean, they're holding out hope, but they've also thought, okay, he's dead, right? And then this person turns up and claims to be Timmy, the missing Illinois boy that disappeared when he was 6 years old.
So random and weird.
They say this guy was found wandering the streets in Newport, Kentucky. He identified himself as 14-year-old Timmy Pitson and told police he just escaped from two men who had held him captive for years, 7 years. Timmy disappeared in 2011 at the age of 6. And here's the note was left behind by mom who took her own life that he was being cared for and would never be found. Timmy's family was cautiously hopeful that this was him, but the person turned out to be a convict. who Brian Reaney.
Knew this story? I just don't understand. Like, why would he pull this kid's name out? Like, this guy needs to be, you know, put in a room tied to a chair under a light bulb. Come on, buddy. Why this? Why'd you bring out that name? What do you know about this?
Well, who knows?
Yeah, let's find out in the interrogation room.
Well, you know.
I'm not saying torture room. I'm just saying interrogation room. What?
They say DNA tests have determined that this guy's not Timmy.
Yeah. And not only is he not Timmy, he's not 14.
Mm-hmm. He's 23 and he was just released from jail.
What the heck?
I know. It's so bizarre.
He served more than a year for burglary and vandalism. Just released. So.
What about all the bruises and stuff they said he had on his face that were gnarly and visible from a distance?
I don't know what to say about any of that. I just know that this story was one that sort of broke yesterday, yeah. And it was murky, and I didn't get to it. And now that I'm getting to it, it turns out it's a hoax, and that's not the guy. It's not the guy.
It's even more, like, all I could think about is the hope that his father and the rest of the family must have, like, the glimmer of hope, like, are you kidding me?
And this guy said that I was traded, you know, from man to man.
Timmy's relatives
spoke. Describing his jail experience.
Mm-mm.
Timmy's relatives spoke to reporters saying they're back to ground zero. It's been awful, says his grandmother. I feel so sorry for the young man who's obviously had a horrible time and felt the need to say he was someone else. They feel sorry for the guy who just gave them hope and then stole it from them.
Oh, my God.
But that's the story now. So there you go.
That it's so bizarre. Like, why did this guy even have this case in his head? Like, this needs to be gotten to the bottom of.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure someone's going to look into it.
Get the ANN on it. Come on.
And then find out. There's nothing they can do. Oh. This guy's some person who can just say anything he wants because he has a connection to the internet and found some way to drum up some business for himself.
I just don't understand it.
He was able
to
order a grilled cheese on their dime.
Oh, wow.
And a Dr. Pepper, if you don't mind, sir.
We don't mind you paying for it.
Well, no,
no,
he wasn't.
These fake people are.
Right.
I'm the fake person.
Right. I'm Timmy.
Yeah. 415
grilled cheese
says,
and Dr. Pepper, please.
Maybe this kid is involved or knows Timmy's captors.
That's what I'm saying.
510 says, I really think she killed the boy and buried him.
I thought the same thing.
Well, that's what I think the family probably somewhere in their rational minds thinks.
God, the real story is what the hell drove someone to kill themselves and potentially kill their kid? Like, what was going on in this freaking family?
Well, they said she had mental
family.
Problems, yeah. the husband says. By the way, people are texting in, the rain is here.
Oh, the rain is here. Oh,
well, it wasn't here this morning when I drove in, I'll tell you that.
Driving into the city from San Mateo right now, it is here. Rain in Richmond. Everyone's saying rain.
All right. Well, sorry about that.
We missed it. Woo!
You should have gotten up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah!
2:45.
Should do that anyway.
Let's go to Pound Town.
All right, Pound Town it is. Woo, Pound Town!
There's a town in Texas known as Dripping Springs.
Oh, sexy.
Is it?
No.
They don't think it's sexy enough because they want to rename their town from Dripping Springs to Pound Town. Apparently.
Wait, the whole town is saying we got to change the name?
Yeah.
To Pound Town?
Dr. Joseph M. Pound was one of the earliest settlers in Dripping Springs, and they want the town named after him.
Dripping Springs do sound boggy, don't they?
The coalition has a GoFundMe page up.
Isn't a spring something that bubbles up? Like, how would that be dripping? I agree. Pound Town is a far superior name to Dripping Springs. Oh, get that out of there.
So they're in in Texas, there's a town soon enough that will be known as Pound Town.
So they think it's going to pass, and they're going to get to change the name.
It's, I mean,
Pound Town. Why not? Pound Town.
Pay the money, change the signs, and get it done.
Pound Town.
Pound Town's great.
If they change it to Pound Town, next time I drive across the country, I'm going to Pound Town.
According to the internet, there's a gym in San Francisco called Pound Town.
Oh, is it in the Castro?
Because
it should be.
Why do you say that?
Yes, then.
speaking of Pound Town.
Yeah. And we just were.
Right. There's a woman in Nashville, Tennessee, who's only been identified by her initials, PH. And back in March of 2014, she started dating a guy. They were together until April of last year.
Okay.
Like 4 years.
Okay.
Together and in love.
2014 to 2018. All right.
April of last year, though, unfortunately, he accidentally butt-dialed her while he was doing some dude.
Oh.
She could tell that
it was either Khloe Kardashian or it was...
That they were doing it because they were extremely vocal about what was going on.
Oh, how
and
exciting.
She listened to them do it for an hour and 28 minutes.
Oh, my wow. God. That's Pound City.
That's impressive.
I'm telling you, guys like doing guys. When you listen to that song by Freddie Mercury and he talks about doing a guy or sings about doing a guy, he's so
having
happy.
A good time.
He's having the best having time of his time. Life.
Yeah.
No lady has ever sung like that about doing a guy.
No.
Man.
It's just not that fun.
No lady wants to do it with a guy for an hour and 28 minutes either.
That is true. But dudes just want to do it.
And do it and do it some more.
I want to live in Pound Town.
Doing it and doing it and doing it again.
Anyway,
do it, do it.
Afterwards, she confronted him. She always thought he was, you know, straight and that they were in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Then she went and got an STD test, and it turns out he'd given her herpes.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The reason we know about this from April of last year is because she's just filed a lawsuit against him for $1 million for battery and infliction of emotional distress, neglect, and negligence and fraud. Does she get $1 million?
Well, does he have $1 million? I mean, she might get a judgment in her favor, but I don't know if she gets it. I mean, people cheat on each other all the time. You can't really sue someone for cheating. The herpes thing throws a wrench into mm-hmm. it. I don't know if she gets it or not. I'd certainly love to sit in the courtroom, though, until I got bored, and then I would leave.
Well, imagine
why
it
is
yourself.
Everyone laughing?
Put yourself in her shoes.
Oh no, I'm pissed. Yeah,
there you are. You see the call comes in from your honey.
Oh,
you pick it up, and he's
oh, Bill, yes, Bill. Oh God, oh Bill, you're the best. Oh, that feels so good, Bill.
Imagine how much
oh,
more
Pound
graphic
Town is
it
so...
could be.
Yeah, no,
too.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to. Right. Not, I'm trying to keep my job on a Friday.
Oh my God,
but, Bill. Bill, Daryl, Bill. Was it Daryl and Bill doing it? It's fantastic.
Imagine you're listening to that as your heart is shattering into a million pieces.
And you keep listening for an hour and 20 minutes. That's a long time to be listening.
And recording it.
Oh, she was. How do you do that?
I don't know, but I'm going to.
Oh, find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please let it end. More? But there's more.
Oh, we'll never be done. Oh,
but there's
Pound
more?
Town. It's a long way through Pound Town. Ha, 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 ha. You like that, don't you? All right, I'm going to give it to you more. More pounding, towning, Pound Town.
Siri's current on my watch is looking for Pound Town. Someone set it off.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Pound Town.
Pound Town is in Sunset District, and it's not really a,
is
an
it
actual
a gym?
No.
What is it?
It's funny because I know the street.
Oh, it's a sex club.
I grew up in the Sunset, and... Across the street from where the house that they
this
show is
the supposed
it says
gym.
Pound Town right there, right? But across the street is a school, and I used to go there as a kid.
Oh, oh my God!
You used to go to that school? You were
no, I used to go there with my friends oh, and okay, drink because yeah. We had nowhere else to go.
Turn it around, child. Let me see the business.
I know that story.
Yeah, yeah, nowhere else to go. So we're like, hey, meet at the park or meet at the school playground.
The worst was drinking on a cold night out in the open too. You're like, what are we doing? It's freezing out.
That was every night in San Francisco for us.
Yep.
But we had jackets. It was all right.
So it just looks like a row house.
This is a school. And across
and
the street
across
is just...
And then across the street is a row of houses.
Yes, exactly.
So, and which one of them is Pound Town?
Well, when I hit Pound Town, I'll show you what pops up.
The school?
No, it's the house.
Oh. It's just really somebody has a business
bizarre.
Named Pound Town?
No, I think they could just name it whatever they want if they have
named,
some connections
they
to
They named
Google.
Their house Pound Town?
All right.
That's interesting. I would love to meet the person who lives at Pound Town.
My friend just texted, Vinny kills me with his envy of gay sex.
Well, did you hear it?
Sounds like they
An
love
hour
it.
And 28 minutes?
They're doing at that point, they're
I'm
just
in.
Doing
I
it
like
for
it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe having a smoke in between.
Yeah. Taking a break.
Yeah. No one's trying to just get this over with.
Right.
They're like, woo! Stop me now.
Having a
Listen
good
to
time. It's Pound Town. Headed there tonight to meet up with guys.
You see, you're Pound Towning.
Listen to him. Go, go. Woo!
Go to Pound Town tonight. And I'm pounding and I'm pounding. Pound Town's in, it's a city. An hour and a half pounding.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my God, Yuzi. Yuzi, stop it. It's wrong. She's pounding away.
Zoom in, Vaughn. Zoom in.
Don't do it, Vaughn.
Good time. Head to Pound Town.
You hear him when he says, I'm having such a good time. Have you ever said that in review of your husband while he's, you know, working?
I tell him that all the time. Oh, my God, I'm having such a good time.
Oh, today's your Friday.
Pound Town is freaking awesome.
Yep. See, nope, you're not selling it. What? He is selling it.
No, believe me.
You're not selling
it. I actually get an
Oscar.
You
gotta do it today.
I am doing it today. Today's the day. Everything gets shaved. Pound Town. We're headed there.
All right. One last story.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'm really... We stayed in Pound Town way too long.
It's a fun place to visit, you know? I don't mind a little side trip, a little road trip to Pound Town.
Yikes. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You call it, you text it, send pictures, send comments, whatever.
We like it all.
Vinny, do you think the cop's good with you because you're famous? No, the cop doesn't. The policeman that's helping me in this incident has no, there's been no comments or conversation about what I do for a living at all. No, I think he's just a good person.
Yeah.
And is trying to help me.
He runs after bad guys.
I think M. Bezos is the fourth richest woman, says 408.
Oh, good for her. $36 billion.
And suddenly single. Imagine how many...
Well, imagine, though, you know, you can't trust anybody. You have $36 billion. Everyone has an ulterior motive. Yeah. It's tough. Tough to be single.
You trust... You take many gentlemen callers.
Sure.
In the process of screening.
But you got to have, like, a, you know...
weeding.
You have to have a little panel that does a screening on everyone. We need a background check. We need to see what their net worth is. Have they ever been to jail?
Happy 43rd birthday, Danny. And also happy birthday to Rebecca.
Oh,
happy birthday to both of you.
Yay.
Rebecca and Danny. 43rd, too.
510 says, Vinny, if there's a porn movie titled Aunt Becky Goes to Jail, will you watch it? No.
Well, is it from the 70s? I mean.
I don't even watch the movie, though. I'm watching a scene, and then I don't watch the movie, no.
Yeah, we're not even sure if there's a plot.
Yeah, I don't catch up on any of that part. I don't want to know. Down.
Solo Pound. I'm going by myself to Pound Town. I'm going to solo Pound Town. It's 1 o'clock.
That's a myth. Anyway.
Is it?
It is. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny, because at 7:30 we have Brian King Joseph, and at 8 o'clock when we'd normally do the new music, we got Jim Norton.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.